This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Diane Seuss' third poetry collection, Four-Legged Girl, has just been published by Grey Wolf Press. Whenever Seuss reads her poetry, the room is full of people from wall to wall, standing room only. Kalamazoo College's writer-in-residence reads a poem from her new book and talks about how the adventure began.
Maybe the fishmonger who hands over the dead so tenderly. Or maybe the one rolling sushi wearing a hairnet and a half smile. Or maybe no one. For I have held hands with a stone. I have held hands with an orphan poplar tree whose leaves chattered like the milk teeth of a kid left for dead in a woven basket. I have held the freckled, sunburnished face of the lily and stroked her with my palm, my fingerprints overwhelmed by her rusty pollen. Maybe her. Maybe the aproned fishmonger who has held hands with a boning knife and brushed away crushed ice from the cloudy eye and rid the pinkish flesh of pin bones, or no one. For when I was a girl, I held my father's cold hand, and he wore something like an apron, a cotton gown fastened with bows at the back, a gown covered in blue stars, and his black eyelashes splayed out like the open arms of starfish, and oh, he was sad. There was salt in his cloudy eye, and something swam up into my throat and spawned and flapped its great tail. So perhaps I'm adrift in a skiff, spiraling the hub of that tender sea. Or maybe the fishmonger, maybe the mute cashier, or no one, or never, or the ancient bagger tattooed with an anchor.
You know, Di, people are always talking about Kalamazoo and how rich with the literary arts is. What is it? Is it in the water? There's a theory out there that it's you, that you're something of an icon, you and Conrad Hilberry. So tell us the story, because it interweaves with you and Con.
It does. I mean, there's no me without Con. When I was 15, I believe, I went to a rural high school in Niles, so not even the main town high school, but Brandywine out in a cow pasture. And Con was a poet in the schools then, and he was signed up to go to Niles High School, but he'd read a poem of mine that I was sort of naive enough to send to a contest for which he was the judge, and he gave it an honorable mention, but he didn't forget it. And so he came on his own volition to my high school. My first image of him is limping, because he had a limp, up the hallway to meet me. And he said, you know, I read that poem. Do you have any more of those? And I did. I went home and got my dad's briefcase, which is what I used for poems. And he just read through them all typed on a manual typewriter. And he said, let's give a reading together. So we read at the school.
And you're 15, 16.
Yes.
And you're reading with Con Hilberry.
Yes.
Wow.
And I was completely blown away. And up until that point in my life, I wasn't a serious student. I wrote poems, but very sort of intuitively. I didn't think of myself as pursuing this great art. But meeting him, then he began to send me books and talk to me about how I might go to college. And that's how I ended up in Kalamazoo. I suddenly, because of Con, started seeing myself as having a future.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Kalamazoo College writer-in-residence Diane Seuss. She talks about mixing autobiographical elements with fantasy in her poetry and the feminine power in her work that's inspired by her mother.
Through the process of the book, it's a lot about love, desire, kind of desirelessness, gender, and what's after desire. And I come to these poems that are sort of about an ascendant female power. And she's kind of where I end up. She's the last poem.
And that female power is something that comes up in all your collections. So what is femininity to you?
Well, it's not pink, but my cover is. Let's see. Well, the first thing that comes to my mind when you ask me that is my mom, because she's such an interesting, iconoclastic, powerful woman who will be 86 on Saturday and is still doing all her own house. And yeah, she's amazing. And she reinvented herself after my father died when she was 32, went to college, got a degree in English, brought Virginia Woolf and James Joyce into the house in Niles, Michigan. And she just always has struck me as kind of an icon of female power, but not sort of femmy at all.
Yeah.
You know, never did the makeup, never did the hairdo.
Yeah.
I you know, wears pants and jeans and T-shirts and is very comfortable in her body and in her life.
Yeah.
She doesn't ask for a lot. And she just found she knows how to just be. So femininity to me, femaleness, is that, is sort of
comfort in who you are?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I think I'm particularly, I find, I admire women who kind of fight the pressure to be coupled and who find great strength and joy in their solo act. I had that with my mom, and now I have it in my own life. And to have found that sort of it was unlikely because I didn't really, I always found myself sort of partnering up. It took a long time to get out of that habit.
Yeah, yeah.
But now that I'm out of it, I just feel this incredible degree of freedom.
I hear you.
I thought you would.
I understand that you binge write. You're not a steady diet of a poem a day.
No.
But, you know, talk about that, your writing style.
Yeah, I think that's maybe a woman thing, too. I'm not a person who, you know, goes to a desk every day for 3 hours. And then I've always sort of had to write as I live between the broccoli chopping and grading papers and diapering. Maybe a poem happened at 2 a.m. And what I wanted to say was that really changed. I was in residency last summer at an amazing residence for women writers on an island in Puget Sound. And I got to find my own rhythm without all the other responsibilities. And I wrote every day, and it was lovely. So maybe,
given your way.
Yes, I could do that. But that's just not how my life went. My next book, after Four-Legged Girl, is a real shift. That is, it was more of a project book. So
there's one in the works.
It's pretty much done. I'm working on revising it right now.
Poetry?
Yes. It's called, right now, Still Life with Two Dead Peacocks and a Girl, which was a Rembrandt painting. And it's all about, I mean, in one way or another, it's all about painting. So the poem that was in the New Yorker recently is from that, specifically about still life painting, but it kind of goes outside of that a little too.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Diane Seuss, the author of Four-Legged Girl. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.